Fancast.
Fancast contains vulgar and inappropriate content. It is not recommended for younger listeners. When you hear this sound,
linked!
That means there's a link to what the boys are talking about in the show notes. If you're brave or foolish enough to still be listening, enjoy the show.
Fancast!
Streaks on the china, never mattered before. Who cares?
We interrupt your regularly scheduled program for this important message from the Tancast podcast.
Everybody see a leprechaun and say, yeah.
I want to go. It could be a crackhead.
That makes me ashamed of black people.
I think it makes all of us ashamed of black people.
It just makes me ashamed of humans in general.
Yeah.
Linked!
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
We just might live the good life yet.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Tancast.
I'm going to see, whatchamacallit this weekend? Hangover!
Hangover!
That's all.
Alright, I support that.
And maybe Up, I don't know.
You know what else I support?
What?
Welcome to Tancast!
Motherfuckers!
Motherfuckers!
In theory, you can hear us all right now, this week. Isn't that exciting?
We'll find out when I play back my audio. Oh, I'm so excited!
We won't know for sure until we actually send the audio. It'll probably be a big clusterfuck.
If you see Tim tweetering with tears in his eyes, you'll know. Did I just say tweetering?
You said tweetering.
You're such a faggot.
Right.
We hate you.
Faggot. I'm Tim. I'm the T in faggot.
I'm Andy. I'm the A in faggot. Sure, why not?
I'm Noah. I'm the straightest motherfucker you know.
Noah's in the closet.
Being straight. Fucking bitches.
Yeah, straight gay.
He's got the first, the first cock in closet.
No, I imagine Noah's closet is just like, you know how people have tie racks where you can push a little button and the ties go around so you can pick out the tie that you want? Noah's got that, but it's a cock rack. And as he pushes it, cocks just spin around. Sometimes Noah likes to go into the middle of the cocks and reach up and hit the button, so the cocks just all spin around him and slap him in the face.
Your mom's in there, too.
Yes, my mom is in there.
Her clit is so big, it's like a little cock.
I can't imagine even, like, I'll grant you I'm not gay, but I can't imagine that would be an appealing concept, just random disembodied cocks hitting you in the face.
I can't think that a bunch of disembodied vaginas flying around
or
in there
I was going to say even boobs, which I enjoy a boob hitting me in the face, but just disembodied boobs on a rack going bat, 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 that would seem very disgusting to me.
Yeah.
What if it was going slowly enough to just you had a little time to enjoy it.
Yeah,
maybe a little, get a little kissing, licking on.
But they're decomposing disembodied boobs.
What if they found a way to preserve them, that they're still jiggly and soft? Like they're attached to a human.
If they figured that out, I would go hold down Heather Graham and rip hers right off right now.
Heather Graham? Really?
Yeah.
Of all the people in the world, you pick her tits.
You know, before they go south, before the milk goes bad.
Like, when I think nice tits, I don't think Heather Graham. Like,
no, she doesn't even enter my tit list.
The whole package, I think, is nice. But just her tits, no.
Not the beaver teeth. The beaver teeth leave something to be desired.
And that's not the one thing I've ever noticed. Like, even in Boogie Nights, I wasn't like, damn, that girl got some big titties.
She doesn't, that I recall, does she?
I don't think she does.
They're fair-sized.
Mm.
They're jiggly.
Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek has got some. Oh my god, does the earth shift when you walk around?
Yeah, I didn't get to see her because no one told me. I hate you all.
What?
At the theater.
Andy wasn't involved.
What, you think Selma Hayek's over at my house right now?
No, no, we're at the theater when her and what's her name showed up. What's his name? You know, the other guy. Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry wasn't there, was he?
I thought they both were there.
I thought it was just her.
I don't know.
No, does it make you feel any better that nobody told me either?
But regardless, she was there. No one told me.
No one told me.
I blamed him.
You don't hear me bitching.
Selma Hayek!
But you didn't work there, motherfucker.
I did. Part-time.
For
contract.
A day. Speaking of which, do you know Juliet from Lost did a lesbian scene with Angelina Jolie?
No.
Yeah.
But in my head, it's perfect. I don't want to see it. I don't want to ruin it.
And Gila. Whatever that movie was.
Gia. Oh, then I've seen it.
Gia.
You probably don't remember, because I didn't. But then there was like a scene
online.
I've
seen that scene. I've never seen the movie, but I've seen that scene.
I bet you have, you dirty birdie.
Juliet. Oh, yeah. I want a Juliet all over her face. Not really.
That's just so weird.
Now, she has some big titties.
Who's that?
The actress who plays Juliet from Lost.
Really? I've never thought so. Maybe they just keep her...
Well, this is one picture I saw where they look like they're all mashed together, pushed up.
Oh, well, a bunch of padding underneath them will do that. Tape the nipples together and anybody's got big tits.
I think they're big on their own, though. I could be wrong.
I have to agree.
Actress who plays Juliet, please write in and let us know how big your titties actually are.
That's a website we need to start. You know how they have Mr. Skin, where it tells you the nude scenes? We'll just have a place where we tell all famous people's bra size.
That place exists, Noah. It's called IMDb.
No, but that has too much other peripheral information that we don't give two shits about.
It doesn't tell their bra size.
Go into some random hot actress's biography, look in the trivia section. Probably 7 times out of 10, you're going to find their measurements in there.
You check this.
I keep coming across it.
Noah, of course he's checked this.
It's Andy he's talking about. He's a lonely man. He's married, and he's still lonely.
I'm only lonely because the voices have stopped. I don't know how to get them to start again.
Your mama has stopped. Ooh.
It's all echoey inside. Dude, that doesn't even make sense.
I know. Ooh.
I'm talking about hallucinating extra people inside my head and how it's all empty and hollow and echoey right now, and you're talking about my mom.
Yeah, I can't get enough of her. Ooh.
Whoosh!
Woo woo!
I farted. And it does not smell good.
You farted?
I did.
This is the best podcast ever.
Well, we hit the 1 year mark and we're like, fuck it, we're coasting from here.
So, what was the Tancast about? Well, Tim farted. Noah kept going woot woot and talking about Andy's mom.
And they kept wondering about random actresses' breast sizes.
Well, Andy made outrageous claim.
Oh,
fuck.
I know.
Claims. Yeah, that's the word I was trying to use.
You're done. You're Crown. Done.
Came out crames.
Why don't we go with some tan laughs? See if we can get this shit started right.
Ooh.
Tan laughs!
Remember, Tan Laughs is made possible by you. Send your jokes in to fucktards@tancast.com or your mom at tancast.com. Or if you'd like to send them to us individually, you can send them to tim@tancast.com or andy@tancast.com or noah@tancast.com. Tan Laughs for everyone.
I got a second one from Joe. I was going to read her the one she had sent last week, but I this is so much fun. I mean, not that the other one's bad, but this is just so random and funny. I enjoy it. So, did you hear that the runner-up to Britain's Got Talent is a virgin?
I had not.
Yeah, nobody Lance the Boyle. Susan Boyle? Lance the Boyle? Penison?
Yes.
Lancing?
Penis is Lance. I get it.
It's hilarious.
That's pretty funny.
Woo! Woo!
She goes, I'm sighing to myself as I write this. Please laugh at the joke or my lame attempt. Either is fine.
So, Noah? What joke are
really?
You going to do?
Nothing. Nobody liked that.
I liked
you.
It.
I'll let you on a little secret. The audio just cut out right when you told that joke, so all I heard was Andy's reaction.
You should let me know I had to carry the laughter. I would have laughed more heartily.
All of a sudden, I was like, there's no sound, and I was just waiting, see if something would happen, and then it popped back in, and like Andy's like said something, and you're like, the boil. I was like, oh, I guess the joke is done.
No, this is part of an elaborate plan. Fuck!
Jesus Christ, tongue!
I don't know what's wrong with me! I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese.
Easy now.
I think so.
Don't we have some Japanese listeners who might be offended by that?
I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
I'm not being racist. The nature of their language means they have a hard time telling L sounds from R sounds. They don't really distinguish.
You are a lacist!
It's fried rice, you plick.
Well, I have a little tan laugh.
Right. Do it!
From Todd! What's up, Todd? I don't know. What's the smartest thing to come out of a woman's mouth? Einstein's dick. All right. That, the all right was in there, so there you go.
Oh, my turn?
Yeah.
No, the other guy who's on Tancast.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Phil, the pee in Tancast.
It's a silent pee. Kind of like what I take late at night when I don't want to wake my wife up, and I'm peeing on her head.
Drippity drip.
Drip-a-dip-drip. Drip.
My sound effects are awesome.
I don't know why I just like the concept that Phil is peeing on his wife so quietly that it doesn't wake her.
That's like ninja peeing right there.
So Todd sent me a joke too, but I'm actually going to do one from Mike, and I'll save Todd's for next week just so we don't, you know, blow all of our Todd load all at once.
Easy now.
What's the difference between love, true love, and just showing off?
I don't know.
Spitting, swallowing, and gargling. You're in your house with the doors locked. The dog is barking at one door to let him in, and your wife is at the other door bitching to let her in. Who do you let in first?
The dog.
The dog, but I'm not sure why.
The dog, because you know it'll shut the fuck up.
Oh!
Wow.
I just stood up with an extra fuck. Sorry, Mike, but it needed it. And I'm actually going to flip this next one.
Artistic license from Andy.
How are fat guys and mopeds alike?
Andy.
Both fun to ride until your friends find out.
That was fat women, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah. But I'm a fat guy, and I want to advertise. Not for me, but for my tubby brethren.
Trust me, ladies. Andy's not fun to ride.
Why should they trust you? When have you ridden me?
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
I do!
No, you don't.
It was a magical evening.
You probably don't remember. Thank
it was
God,
prom,
Rufus.
It was
so magical, Noah cast a spell of forgetting on me. Or did I just drink it that way?
You were drinking a lot.
Yeah.
Drinking a lot of Noah semen.
I was like that in my
20s. You thought you were just taking a big shit.
I was like that
in
my
20s.
That's
why you washed your ass for 4 hours.
Hey, I want an ass so clean Noah could eat off of it.
And he did. Sorry, let me pronounce that correctly. And he did. There we go.
And he did.
So, Noah, did you see Up yet?
No.
You are a faggot!
Perhaps. That's all.
I'm not even bothering to ask Andy. It's fucking awesome.
I know. I know you loved it. I did go to a barbecue at a fancy house up in the hills and shit. It was in,
Oh, did you see, what's her name? What, Heidi and Spencer? Did I get that right?
You know you did. You love that show.
What?
You're always watching the hills. Fucking, I live near. I saw them filming it not too far from the Comedy Store. They're like, oh, they're filming the hills. I'm like, oh, I gotta go.
Did you run over and punch every one of them in the face?
No, I just left the area. I was like, okay, I need to walk away now.
Walk away.
Some dude posted a really funny rant about, like, he just started watching a bunch of popular shows that he'd never watched before. And it was The Hills and John and Kate Plus 8 and, oh my god, it was funny. Hang on, I'm going to see if I can find it here.
That was great. Stay tuned.
What the fuck happened to TV at crack.com?
Oh, yeah. I love me some crack.com.
Linked!
What the fuck was that?
That was the new I just shout out a link noise. For Tim to use later. No, wait. Let me see if I can do that a little bit better.
That's just frightening.
Yeah, it is. I'll use the first one and then use the sound of like something plopping into the water. Link, blop.
Link.
Awesome.
Oh, I actually hurt myself a little bit.
I think Andy link. Gave birth to a link. A butt baby.
I think there's a writer on crack.com who used to write for either The Wave or the Metro. Probably was The Wave in San Jose. His name's Sean Baby.
Mm-hmm.
He's fucking funny.
That was The Wave, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I remember like I would read his shit in The Wave. I'm like, this guy is fucking hilarious. And then I saw him on crack.com, and I was like, oh, he's still fucking hilarious. Look at that. Well, I think he did the Terminator Salvation if they cut out all the bullshit. Whew, that made me laugh.
I'll need to go find that. Yeah, this
will spoil the movie for you.
I think seeing the movie would spoil the movie for me. So.
That was my thought as well. So I'm like, fuck it, I'll read it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I already know. I mean, fuck. What I can only assume is the big reveal is so incredibly painfully obvious from the second trailer they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't want to say it out loud in case somebody else hasn't picked up on it and they listen to Tancast.
Yeah.
I'm hungry.
But anyway, Up was fucking good.
Good.
Excellent. Tim, you should go write for Cracked.
Yeah, that would be my article. Up was fucking good.
Sweet, go see it. Tim, this is not very funny.
Tim, I think your email got truncated. It's only 2 sentences. No, that's it, baby. Run it.
Print it.
Find a wacky picture and set it up. Boom.
Shake the room.
Oh, Fresh Prince.
You're the best.
You're the freshest.
You're the freshest.
You're
black
so
guy
family
I
friendly.
Know.
You're so non-threatening.
They were doing a review of, I think it was Will Smith's second album, the one where, I can't remember if it was Big Willie, I'll say it was Big Willie Style, but I'm not sure if it was or not. But anyway, they were like, most of Will's rap topics are Will Smith. It's kind of like if your kids wrote raps.
I think the most threatening thing that Will Smith ever did was being in Six Degrees of Separation.
That was a good movie.
It wasn't being black, it wasn't being urban, it wasn't being ghetto, it was being gay.
He was gay. Like a parakeet.
He was so gay, he turned other guys gay.
Now that's a special kind of gay.
Yep, he was the poster child for everything the Conservative Party's movements all over the world are afraid of.
Wait, in the movie he actually turned other people gay?
Yeah, there was some guy who was, like, supposed to be getting... He was, like, engaged, or he, like, had just gotten married or something like that. And Will Smith took him out for a night on the town, and...
And he gave him a night in the bedroom.
As they were, like, palling around, he said something about, I was wondering if I could make love to you, or something like that. And he, I guess, screwed the guy in the ass. And the guy came home to his wife and admitted it, and I think she left him, and he committed suicide or something. I can't remember. It's been a while.
And in that movie...
Did he really turn him gay, or did he just find that gay inside?
I think he found the little gay seed inside and watered it, and put it in his butt, and grew a big gay tree out of it.
He nourished it.
It's kind of like the Star Trek episode Space Seed, but it's gay seed.
Yes.
Con.
Have to be a Trekkie to get that joke. Anyway, what were we saying, Noah?
I was going to say he plays a guy pretending to be Sidney Poitier's son.
Yep. Based on a real guy, I believe.
Yeah, based on a true story. Although, what does that really mean?
Yeah, that's two funny articles on crack.com called Movies Based on a True Story That Are Actually Bullshit.
Link! Please tell me that... Oh, shit, what is that movie? Amityville Horror.
Oh, I don't think that one actually made it on there.
Really?
No. A Beautiful like Mind did.
Nice.
Tim loves him some crack. Cracked.
I do. Cracked is funny shit.
Tim loves him some both. He loves cracked and crack. He loves to get some smoke his rock on and then read some silly internet.
I think cracked is more addictive than actual crack.
Have you tried both?
Get out there.
Try them both. No. Report back.
Yeah, no. Try both. Report back to us.
Based on how addicted I am to crack, I don't think trying crack is a good idea.
It's cheap, Tim. It's a cheap drug. You
it's
can
not
afford
cheap.
It. It is cheap.
No.
Yeah, crack is
it's
cheap.
It's not cheap.
It is cheap. That's why.
It's
that's one of the problems. It's so addictive because it's.
But
so
it's
cheap.
Not. It's not cheap enough.
I'll tell you what. The first hit's cheap because those dealers are worried about your third, fourth, and fifth hits. That's when the price goes up. It's when they have you.
They have you hooked, and you'd be sucking his dick for some crack.
Yep.
Tim, would you suck a guy's dick for Cracked, the website?
No. Good point. I think you just proved my theory.
What if it was a really pretty dick and it tasted like marshmallow?
I can't say that's what's been stopping me from sucking dick, the fact that it doesn't taste like marshmallow.
What? Okay. What if it tastes...
Because if you said yes, I was going to get a bow and some marshmallow.
What if it tastes like your favorite food in the whole wide world? Like pepperoni pizza with some ranch on top.
Didn't we already have that conversation?
We did?
I don't think they would want me to suck their dick at that point.
You're like, oh, this is delicious.
But it wouldn't taste that way if you bit into it, only if you sucked on it.
Like, I wouldn't know that, though. I'd be like, oh, this tastes great.
They
and then it was too late.
They warned you of that beforehand.
I didn't believe them. And I was hungry.
If you bite in, it's going to taste like blood and me punching you in the head.
But if you just suck it, it tastes like pepperoni pizza and ranch.
Or I just...
Ranch at the end. Pepperoni pizza during.
We don't need any ranch.
Oh, you don't like ranch with your pepperoni?
I don't.
No, Tim doesn't want to take a shot in the mouth.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't like ranch with my pepperoni pizza.
He does like a shot in the mouth, though.
Now and again. Remember the Titans, Mississippi Burning. Hang on. These are movies that are full of shit. Last King of Scotland.
Yeah.
Hoosiers. And Frost Nixon. Wow.
Now, how full of shit are they?
Are
they varying amounts of full of shitness?
Yeah. You have to read the stories. I'm not going to go through all of them here.
I'm lazy. I'm not going to read it.
All right.
That's one thing I don't like about Cracked. I have a short attention span, and their articles are usually too long.
Ah, but they're so funny.
Mm. Yes.
Like, oh, this was the Sean Baby article I was reading. It was, oh shit moments in the UFC.
Link!
And one of them was... this guy who, like, the guy had gotten into a headlock, and so the one thing he didn't count on is that his fist had an agenda, and that agenda was to smack into his balls over and over again. And so the guy was just punching the guy in the nuts like, six times in a row. I'm getting the quote wrong, but fuck, that made me laugh. He's like, no. You didn't know what his arm wanted to do, and what his arm wanted to do was smash balls.
Is that legal in Ultimate Fighting?
Apparently it was at the time.
Mm.
Apparently the only rules were that there were no rules.
Now there's all sorts of rules.
Yeah, now that became all popular.
Yep.
And everyone loves it.
Like, there's some restrictions on below the bell hits. No eye gouging. Shit, I can't remember all
of them. Did I say UFC? It was MMA.
Oh, I don't know what MMA is.
Well,
mixed martial arts.
UFC is MMA, but...
No, well,
right,
I
UFC is like, Kleenex are tissues, but tissues aren't Kleenex.
Yes. Yeah.
Boom!
Or baseball.
In your face!
Versus MMA is baseball, UFC is Major League.
Well, I think MMA is just a type of martial arts,
yes.
Whereas UFC is a specific actual event, like the WWF.
Yes, where typically people use mixed martial arts.
They do. Andy, I got a question for you, Mr. Man.
I don't know. I feel a fail coming on.
Fail for who?
I'm just off my game today. I think I used up all my brain yesterday. So
oh no,
you can lay it on me, but I'm going to make up an answer.
You might know. So was there ever a point in the Terminator movies where we as humans were building Terminators before Skynet took over?
In the first three,
yes.
In one and two, I don't believe so. In three, yes.
Okay. Because I couldn't remember.
They don't call them Terminators, but it is. There's a bunch of robots, and there's Hunter Seekers, which are show up in the Future War shots in Terminator 2. Like mini Hunter Seekers, like Hunter Seeker version 1.
Mm-hmm.
Those little flying shooty robots. Those show up in Terminator 3, and then there's these robots that are stamped like T-01 or something like that. That have machine guns and, vaguely humanoid proportions, but they've got, like, tracks instead of legs.
I do.
And it's implied that those are, like, the first Terminator model.
Okay, so in the first two movies, never explained how Skynet built Terminators.
Yeah, it just said that it built them as infiltrators.
Because I was thinking, like, alright, so it could take over computers, right? But, like, how the fuck would it build Terminators if it doesn't have, like... the stuff already set up to do it. I mean, now it's explained, but I didn't remember that part from the third one.
Yeah, that's an excellent question, because they kind of said in the first two that Skynet goes online, launches nukes against Russia, so Russia will launch nukes back, and wipes out, like, 90% of humanity in the first strikes, and then starts building weapons of war, but how? unless there's a shitload of really, really automated factories. And I mean automated all the way back to the digging the metal out of the ground, like pulling it in, melting it down, mixing it up, taking the types of alloys that you want, and then putting them through all of these automated assembly processes without any human hands to help it along.
So that, yeah, that's what I was thinking. But then I'm like, well, I bet there are humans out there who would be like, you know what? I'll just fucking go with the machines. Because they'll be my friend. They won't fucking kill me. What the fuck you need, machine? You know what I mean? Like, in all movies, there's usually like ones that will go with the bad people because they don't want to fucking die.
Yeah. But then again, if the machine intelligence is just basically nuked humanity, but doesn't have any follow-up act... urine and circuit boards don't react well together. I think you get a bunch of the survivors together and just go pee on Skynet.
That's what the fourth movie should be about. We could just stop this real quick. All right, come on, guys. You can't do anything else now. Use the bubble of nukes. Let's go piss on it.
But Skynet isn't like one computer anymore. It's all over the internet, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be distributed with a lot of different
computers. That's what they established in part three, which makes no sense.
Well, here's another good question. If it nuked most of humanity, I mean, with a name like Skynet, you got to assume that maybe originally, what's his name? Cameron? Yeah. That he was implying that it was like a link of a bunch of satellites orbiting the Earth or something like that. Or had some sort of off-world presence. Because I don't know about everywhere around the world, but at least in most places, server location facilities, colos, tend to be built in or around population centers because that's where people are and people service them.
Yeah.
So when those things don't have any power from the grid anymore and their generators run out of juice, they shut down.
And that, especially if you nuke everything, it has I can't remember what it's called.
Electromagnetic pulse.
Yes.
I'm sure is what you're thinking of.
Yeah. And that would, like, disable a bunch of electronics, and I'm sure it would fuck up the backbone that would allow Skynet to be all over. I mean, I guess it could download its code to different locations, just kind of be, like, a copy of itself.
Yeah.
But if you split it up, then it can't communicate. I mean, I guess you say if you use the satellites. Yeah. But, yeah, I didn't think they thought that very through very well.
If it's split up all over the place, I mean, unless it's in, like, some sort of hardened situation where, you know, a big electromagnetic pulse won't wipe it out. It's like a guy with a machine gun threatening you and then sticking his head in the microwave.
I'll show
and
you
the
guys.
The for the microwave is connected to the trigger. It's like, oh, I'm going to kill all you motherfuckers, and then I'm going to forget what my name is.
Well, in Terminator 2 3D, which is now playing at Universal Studios Hollywood in Florida,
has been for years.
What?
And has been for years, hasn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And was directed and, I believe, co-written by James Cameron. Mm-hmm. Skynet is a physical building. Spoiler! That gets blown up at the end. However, they have solved the problem of not being able to transport through time without your clothes.
Yes.
In that. Although, it would seem they've already... Because the conceit was you can't transport anything other than a living organism, and then... The way they got around that with the Terminator was to put fleshy skin over him.
Mm-hmm.
But
which really doesn't make fucking sense.
Right.
Yes.
But the T-1000 has no fleshy skin, yet it still came back naked. That would be the Robert Patrick Terminator.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that,
Terminator
that,
2.
I'm very aware of that plot point, too, and that bothered me probably the second time I saw T-2.
And
it's because they showed it all off in the trailer. It's like, hey, look at our dick! And then, you know, they start the movie. It's like, no, we're shy. Don't look at our dick. It's like, oh, he's just like Arnold. He's all naked, and he came back, and blah, blah, blah. And it's supposed to be, you know, a big reveal that he's metal later on. Mm-hmm. But then why did he fucking come back naked? Apparently it's to confuse the audience when he comes back naked in that completely abandoned parking garage or whatever the fuck it was.
I think you stated why he came back naked. Because they wanted to surprise. Like, if he came back with clothes on, that would be a trigger right away. Like, hey, why the fuck is he got clothes? What's different about this dude?
Yeah, but that's one of those things. It's like, it only makes sense insofar as it supposes there's an audience to head fake.
Like, right, because no the only sense person he meets naked, he kills.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, they're breaking down the third wall. Like, it's like, yes, he's naked. There's no good reason why.
Well... And then the Cracked also points this out. They establish in the third movie that every T-800 has these two power cells that, when ruptured, explode like a nuclear weapon.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't he just go to where John Connor is and rupture his power cell? Look at that. Not only is John Connor dead, but most of the humans are dead in this area.
Mm-hmm. That makes too much sense. Why didn't they just go pee on the computer after it nuked everyone?
Here's an excellent question. How does a machine with, metal fists and metal arms and metal legs and pistons and able to lift hugely, insanely heavy things up over its head hit a guy and not turn him into mush?
Because that would be the end of the movie.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when, in the cartoons, whenever a human fights, a super being, and it hits him, it's like, how is that guy not just pulp? like when Batman gets hit. It's like, alright, Batman's...
I was just about to say, it's like when Batman takes on anything.
It's like, Batman...
Fuck you, Darkseid, I'm taking you down.
Actually, Batman's dead, Tim. Killed by Darkseid.
I knew that, actually.
Well, you're a faggot. Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be back, I'm sure.
Dude, keep up, nerdy!
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so right now there's... Well, no, the battle... So there was a battle, what they call Battle for the Cow, where people are fighting over who would be the next Batman, and it's been decided, I think it's Dick Grayson, if I remember correctly.
And who didn't think that was what was going to happen?
Oh, I would have thought it was Azrael.
I thought Azrael's dead. No? He's not dead. I don't know.
But yeah, Batman killed Darkseid, and Darkseid killed him. It was a mutual
wow.
thing.
Batman, so Batman fucking nobody else can kill Darkseid but Batman?
He had a special
Batman
bullet.
Actually had... Sorry. Yeah, I was gonna say he broke his no guns rule to kill Darkseid.
Yeah, this is true.
Batman killed Darkseid with a gun?
A special bullet, too.
Special. Very special.
What's it made out of? Superman's jizz?
Yep. Something like that.
Frozen super jizz.
Something special.
No, it
special.
Wasn't frozen, it was molten super jizz.
Oh.
He used his heat vision.
Were you actually reading it, Tim?
No.
Oh.
I'd like to keep my ear to the ground of the comic community.
Where do you get your comic book news?
Yes, let's don't worry about it. I get it. mostly just online and then talking to various comedian friends of mine who are super into comic books. And I spend a lot of time in comic book stores doing stand-up comedy, and so while I'm waiting for my turn, I thumb through comic books.
Fair enough.
See? First answer was way better. Don't worry about it. I get it. It's got.
You know Captain America is dead, right, Andy?
Yes. Well, and a new guy is Captain America.
Oh. Now, him I don't follow, so I didn't know anything about that.
Yep, Captain America's dead.
Oh, yeah, that's why Captain America's shield's at Colbert Report. That they had some guy from...
Fuck, he's been dead that long?
Yeah.
He's been dead for a few years now.
I knew about
now.
That one, because I saw it on the Colbert Report.
Yeah, he's still dead.
What the fuck?
It's,
bring him back already.
I think it was the guy that was supposed to be his best buddy.
Wasn't his name Buddy? His little sidekick?
That guy's dead. Wait, no.
Jesus
no,
Christ.
No, no, no. I think he's actually alive now.
I was like, Marvel superheroes suck at staying alive.
Well, he was just a sidekick. He didn't have any superpowers.
Still.
If I remember correctly. I didn't really follow Captain America.
Batman hasn't had any superpowers. This is the first time he's died.
Well, that's because he's way more popular. Fucking if Buddy came popular, he'd still be alive.
Can't believe Bruce Wayne is dead. No.
This is funny.
What?
Well, actually, sorry. I should say, technically, Bruce Wayne is not dead. So, I guess...
Why is that?
What, Darkseid's Omega Beam? Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
The beam he shoots out of his eyes doesn't actually kill you. It thins you back into different lives that are progressively worse, I think. That's what I heard. So, he technically cannot be dead, and people think he's a caveman. There's, some scene where, a caveman draws, the Batman symbol on this cave wall.
Hmm.
I may be getting some details wrong, because I didn't actually read it. I just kind of, followed the news as well. And I was like, well, I'm sure Batman will be back. I'm not worried.
I'm worried.
Speaking of comic books... Have any of you heard of Old Man Logan? Have you been reading that? Check it out.
As in Wolverine?
Yeah. Well, so there's Wolverine, but there's this plot line that they're running right now called Old Man Logan.
Right.
Where it's set in the future, and he's a pacifist now, and all the evil people have taken over. And they've, like, split up America into different sections. So, like, the Red Skull has a section, Magneto has a section, the Hulk children have a section.
The Hulk children are evil?
Yeah. They're not only they're evil, but they're inbred.
Nice.
Who did Hulk breed with?
I don't know. I don't know if it explains that.
You know what? It's the Hulk. I'm pretty sure the answer is anyone he fucking found.
Yeah, but if they're inbred, it would have to be a relation of Bruce Banner.
Well, it may not be, like, direct, like, relation. Maybe Hulk had some children, and then they started
inbred.
Yeah.
Mm. Or maybe they all fucked Betty Ross.
Maybe.
But I would say, if you haven't been reading it, I think it's a pretty good read. You should check it out. It's pretty odd, because it's up to the 5th or 6th issue now. And Wolverine hasn't been popping his claws at all. Like, all these things happen, and he won't do it. And they explain why he won't do it. I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't read it, but it's a pretty good story. It's kind of, people have been compared to, like, Unforgiven.
Hmm. Interesting. I bet he won't pop his claws because he's a hippie pussy.
No, there's actually a pretty good reason why.
Oh, he got some hippie pussy.
No.
And he's like, alright.
Something really crappy happened to him.
Oh, he got some bad hippie pussy.
No, had nothing to do with hippie pussy.
He was on Glenn Beck's show.
No. Who's Glenn Beck?
Crazy right-wing pundit guy. The guy who was crying about America.
Wait, is that the guy that was crying about America and gays not being able to get married? Or is that someone else? Who's that guy?
No, Glenn Beck is, like, insane psychopath.
He was crying, because Barack Obama was elected and he was worried about the future of the country.
Yeah.
I love my country, and I fear for it!
That dude is, like, nuts.
It was great. Daily Show and Colbert Report got weeks out of that. let me see if I can find a link to him crying like a little bitch.
I found it.
Oh, share, so we can share with the audience, because maybe they haven't heard of him either.
Link!
Like, hopefully, especially our foreign listeners haven't heard of our national embarrassments.
Well, at least he's crying about, like, America. You know who else cries? That fucking movie, he's like a little bitch. Tim.
Up was very sad. I want to tell you, there were some serious emotional moments in that movie. I saw it in 3D while wearing my regular glasses. It is way hard to wipe away tears when you've got to push away two pairs of glasses.
Did you hear the guy on Seen Unseen cry too?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's fucking good. I want to tell you, they got a story going on in there. They're not fucking around.
Did you see it with your wife?
Yeah, yeah.
Did she see you cry?
She doesn't talk about it.
She did go home and fuck a real man.
Oh, yeah, a guy that, like, fucking rides a bike and works out and eats healthy.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, fuck you, Noah. Oh, I forgot I fucking have to talk about this, you fucking faggot. So, my wife is home alone bored one night because I'm out doing comedy, and so she's taking a bunch of quizzes on Facebook, and one of them was about, it was like something about your ideal match or something like that, or?
Yeah.
And according to this Facebook quiz, her ideal match is some guy who's very sporty, rides a bike, into, like, a lot of the same things she's into. And so she tells Noah happens to pop on IM right then. And so Danelle tells him about this, and Noah says, you should divorce him.
I said you just divorced him and find that guy.
To which I say, fuck you, Noah. How you like that?
That wounds me deep.
Fucking giving my wife advice to divorce me.
I think if she went this far, she's not going to divorce you.
You never know.
I bet
that could be the thing that finally tips the scales. You know what? I wasn't thinking about it, but then Noah told me to, and Noah knows him pretty well, so maybe. Plus,
Facebook
quiz.
She's just going to go fuck being Catholic because Noah said so.
I bet that quiz also said gamefully employed.
Aww. Noah is a hateful son of a bitch.
Hate, hate, hate. Noah brings hate.
But you know what, Tim? You're living the dream.
No.
You know what, Tim? You're doing it.
You know what, Noah? Go fuck yourself. I hope your house has termites. How you like that?
Then we wouldn't buy it.
Oh, no. After you buy it.
That's why you
I hope you're in the middle of making payments, and then somebody who used to be your friend brings a big wad of termites over and leaves them in your backyard. Fuck, I got him too. You don't worry. I'll just be like, hey, termites, we're moving. Settle up. I'll just print out an old script of mine and leave it there while they're all enjoying the script. Put them in a box. FedEx it to you with a note that says, surprise, motherfucker.
I just won't open any boxes from you.
Now Noah won't open his wedding present.
Well, that's good, because the wedding present was termites. I sent you guys a link, and it explains why I think, since Noah's not going to tell us, why Old Man Logan won't pop out his claws.
Link!
I can tell you.
Oh, I hate this fucking video. It is really? So lame.
I thought it was pretty funny.
You know, Tim also doesn't like prank calls. What the fuck?
I don't care for prank calls.
Sometimes prank calls are pretty lame. Sometimes they're funny shit, though.
There's one I sent him where this someone called phone sex line and wanted the lady to pretend to be a robot. And she went along with it. And it was quite humorous.
That's kind of awesome.
It was odd college humor.
Yeah. It started slow, and I was like, I'm done.
I mean, it's not really laugh out loud, but it's just kind of funny, because she's like, she's at one point, she just starts spitting out random numbers, and is like, does not compute. It's just odd.
Yeah, not my thing.
Yeah, Tim's a faggot.
I like that one Wanda Sykes one, where she calls about the turd in her car. That's fucking hilarious. What makes it funny is the people on the other end just laughing their nuts off.
Link!
Especially when the guy says something about, like, okay, we'll bring it in and we'll see whose it is, or something like that. And the response is something like, no, I think I want to keep it. I've become attached to it, or some shit like that.
No, like, when he goes, how long does it look like it's been in there? Steam is coming off of it!
Wanda Sykes is a funny bitch.
I usually don't like Wanda Sykes.
Really? I think she's very funny.
My wife thinks so, too.
He's white, Noah. He doesn't understand.
I don't.
Woo!
Then again, Kathy Griffin is awfully white. And while I appreciate her stand-up, my wife has been watching her My Life on the D-List show. Can't take it.
She just seems obnoxious.
I don't even appreciate her stand-up.
I appreciate her stand-up in small bits. Like when it's on Comedy Central Comic Remix or whatever. So you get, like, bits of her stand-up. I think that's
it. I went to the Improv in San Jose a long time ago and sat through her show, and I was like, fuck, I want to go. I'm not the kind of guy, at least at that time, I wasn't the kind of guy who walked out of a show, a comedy show, but I was like, I'm done.
You can pretend like you're going to the bathroom and just bust for the door?
I was thinking about, like, oh, I need to take a shit.
Yeah, you can just hold your stomach like, oh, man, that's hitting me hard, those nachos.
Diarrhea.
Oh, man, I think I got food poisoning from these shitty punchlines. Speaking of people wanting to walk out, I did a show in a black room. They were not liking me.
Really?
Nope.
Look at them.
Green room?
A green room?
Yeah.
No.
You should have pulled out your dick, Tim, but like, I'm one of you. Look.
I was in the middle of doing my half black, half white joke, and they were not having any of it. I was like, really? Really? Do you know the white people laugh at this?
Exactly. Well, you got to change it up, Tim. Be like, white people is crazy. I don't know. You like,
Andy, did that fuck up for you, or was that just me?
Yeah, that's what I'm laughing at. On my end, whatever Noah just said, so I'm like, what? People correct.
I was like, well, there's that. I could say that. I'm going to try that Monday. What? People correct. Good night.
I said, white people are crazy.
Ah, oh. Wow.
Yeah, that's not how it came out to us.
Skype, everybody. Making podcasts harder to understand.
Skype, doing it.
Tancast, doing it. Oh, we found another tagline that needs to be added. Okay. Dot, but doing it.
I told Noah about this. I don't think I told you.
Hmm?
I changed our tagline to capping off a year of crapping in your ear.
Nice.
And I think I'm going to leave it that way for the rest of the month.
Oh, so that's our only tagline?
Yeah, I turned off the rotation, so it's just capping off a year of crapping in your ear.
Now, I've noticed that the rotation, like, it's on different pages, but, like, if you refresh the same page, it won't change. Like, it'll keep showing you the same line.
I can make it stop doing that, but the reason it does that is we've got caching. So, like, if I hit the page and it hasn't been cached, it'll, like, render the page out once and save a copy. If you come along so that you get the page faster, it'll spit you back the same page that I got, unless there's been, like, major changes that have caused it to refresh the page. every time that page refreshes, and it's like every couple of minutes. So like if you come back in a couple of minutes, that page will have a new tagline.
Mm. Or if we posted something.
Yeah, yeah, it would re-patch itself. It's every time the cache gets invalidated and the pages get rebuilt, they pick a new tagline. And then it's just, if you're pulling down that cached page that either you created because you just viewed it or somebody else created because they viewed it, you know, a minute before you.
Hmm. Lies.
But yeah, on average, every single page you open will have a different tagline.
Well, I was trying to just see a new... I was just trying to cycle through all the taglines, and I had to just, like, keep going to different pages. And finally, I was like, I'm done. Now I'm seeing the same ones over again, in addition to not being able to refresh, you know, not being able to just refresh the same page to see them. And I was like, I'm done. Skip it. Fuck it.
Fuck-a-duck-a-doo.
I want the comedy. Fuck-a-duck-a-doo.
Do you want me to just post them all?
Nah, there's no need.
See them. Okay.
Ass.
Hat.
Fucker.
Nipple.
Vagina boob.
Vagina boob.
You didn't know that was from Family Guy. Yay, I'm original. To Tim.
Or are you gay to
Tim? Was that a new Family Guy this week?
No, it was a couple of weeks ago.
Hmm.
It was, I think, their last one or their second to last one of the season. They were doing a Shawshank Redemption parody at the very end. The episode was called Three Kings, and they did parodies of
Yes.
Stand By Me and Misery and Shawshank Redemption. And it was Cleveland said something about, it was a while before Andy Dufresne said more than two words to anybody. And Peter, who's being Andy Dufresne, walks by and says, vagina boob, and then keeps on walking.
I think the idea of spinning off an entire series around Cleveland is monumentally stupid.
I would have to agree, and I'm a great big Family Guy fan.
Yes, exactly. Like, I love Family Guy. I don't want to watch an entire series of Cleveland.
Yeah.
Especially
if you
already...
watch an entire series of Quagmire.
You would or wouldn't?
I might.
It is a possibility.
If they could keep it from getting stale, I might.
Well, isn't that like with any show? If you can keep this from getting stale, I'll keep watching.
But if you CSI it, we are done. I remember I wanted to mention this a couple times. We've been talking about shows. Either of you watch The Mentalist?
I do.
That is a fucking good show.
I like it a lot.
I think that may be the new CSI in terms of the apple of my TV viewing eye.
Okay. Gotcha.
Maybe I should give it a chance.
I think it's really good. It's pretty interesting. You know, I really like Miz, like the main character, the whole...
No, we don't know, Noah, you gotta finish your thoughts.
You know what I'm saying, that thing, you know, and, it's good!
The Jell-O pudding!
What the fuck?
Quick, Noah's become Cosby, somebody slap him.
I'll be rich.
Cast out the Cosby demons. Will you be rich, but then also tell black people what's wrong with them?
They smoke crack.
Well then. Go.
Not all of them.
Anyway, so what were you saying about The Mentalist?
I like it. That's it.
Excellent.
So how long have you been watching it, Tim? Have you been watching it since the first episode?
No, but I've watched a lot of this first. This is the first season. I've watched most of it.
Yeah.
Do either of you guys watch Psych?
I do.
I don't.
Psych you no. out. You know what's odd? It's like every once in a while, it seems like they want to change the intro song. And every time they do it, I'm like, that's shitty. And then they'll go back next episode.
They did one where it was completely in Spanish, which was fun.
The intro song?
Yep. And they did another one that was Christmas-fied.
Maybe they were just psyching you out with the jingle, huh?
Maybe,
the,
that could be. It could be a theme. I don't recall when the episodes were. But yeah, I really enjoy that show. They're funny fellas.
Okay, because I saw the way that they were trying to set up The Mentalist.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that. And I was watching, I'm like, psych much?
I kind of had the same thought. Although, The Mentalist... It's very odd, Psych. Like, it's so comedy and slapsticky, but people die on that show.
Yes.
Whereas Mentalist is kind of, you know, it's kind of funny, but it's also, you know, serious as well.
It's funny, but it makes you think.
It makes you think. So I watched a new show on USA called Royal Pains.
Yes, we just watched that last night.
How did you like
on the DVR?
Did you watch the other one as well, Burn Notice?
We did not watch Burn Notice. Danelle was fighting sleep to even finish Royal Pains.
How did you like Royal Pains?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. I think I'll stick with it.
So it seems like USA likes these shows where they have like these MacGyver type people Because, like, Bruno's is exactly the same way, where, like, when he's saving the kid, and he's like, give me this, a plastic bag, you know, and, like, his kit, and, you know, I'll fix him. It's like, Bruno's is exactly the same way. He'll build, like, bombs and stuff from, like, you know, buying stuff from the hardware store.
Mm.
Actually, Burn Notice and Royal Pains are a lot the same, like, except for what they do. Like...
One shoots people, the other patches the hole.
Exactly, like,
they should do a crossover where one shoots the guy, and then he's gotta patch the hole! Like, so at first they're enemies, but by the end, they're friends.
Both shows, like, they help people, like, are in need. And they have a sidekick. Actually, they both have two sidekicks.
One of whom is hot?
And one of whom is a drunken asshole?
One's not necessarily
a drunken asshole.
Yeah, he's not drunken, but he is kind of, lecherous. Kind of like the Bruce Campbell character on Burn Notice.
Yeah, I really want to go back to the very beginning of Burn Notice and watch all of the episodes so far.
Have you watched any of them?
I've seen like bits and pieces of them.
I think it's a pretty good show. Pretty solid. Enjoyable.
Yeah, I think I'd recorded like the entire first season with the assumption that my wife and I would watch it together. And then, shit, it was either when we were taking our long-ass trip out to see you guys and to go to Hawaii last summer or something came up where, like, the TiVo was running out of space, and she's like, I don't think I want to watch Burn Notice. That's all you. I'm like, well, we're almost out of space, and I'm not going to have time, you know, by myself when we're not watching us shows to watch an entire season of this. So it was deleted.
Two TVs.
And it made me sad because it's fucking Bruce Campbell.
You have two TVs.
Yes, have two TVs and two TiVos.
Can't you?
This does not change the dynamic of if I want to walk off on my own and watch TV for a long time by myself. My wife wonders why I'm not spending time with her.
Tell her to shut the fuck up.
It's not a question of having two TVs.
She's listening to this, so just tell her to listen to Noah. I'm just kidding.
Caitlin, you're a wonderful lady.
I myself am going to distance myself from these comments. Caitlin, I think you should say whatever the hell you want and do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
You
go girl.
I'm also going to distance myself because I, you know, want to spend time with my wife.
What?
What?
So, what the
bullshit. Fuck is We're both husbands. We know that's a lie. You want to get the minimum of time spent in and then go on about your day.
And have the maximum.
I wonder if Matt still listens and if he's going to tell Danelle I said that. I was just kidding, Matt.
Matt, you know what Danelle and Tim do when you're
That's
not
funny.
Around?
Noah can be honest. Tim can't be.
No, I can't be honest either, because Stephanie's sister-in-law listens.
Oh. Not that we're not being honest.
We're just not being 100% honest.
We're just
what
being
are you talking about?
Jokes.
We'd never get onto Tancast and go, my wife got on my last fucking ball nerve yesterday. I am so pissed off, my testes ache.
No, it's a comedy podcast. We're just making jokes. Ha ha.
Ha ha ha. Shut the fuck up, Caitlin. Ha ha ha.
Look at the category it's under. Comedy.
Dude, I love that. I actually got to check and see if our stats took a spike when it happened. Blueberry, the people who made the podcast plugin that we use and mm-hmm. who do our stats and shit and who eventually, if we get enough listeners, might be sending some advertising our way.
Sweet.
They tweeted something about, you know, hey, if you run a podcast and you have a milestone coming up, let us know. So, like, well, you probably don't want to promote us because we're awful, but Tancast just passed a year. And they tweeted about it.
Linked!
It was nice.
Really? What did it say? Tancast?
Yeah. Congratulations to Tancast or something like that?
Well, judging from the download statistics, that didn't help one shitty bit.
But thank you, anyways.
Hey, thank you, Blueberry.
Appreciate the thought.
Yep, nice try. You can't polish a turd.
Well, you can, but it's still brown.
Well, I guess, yeah. That's true. They did show on MythBusters you could polish a turd.
Really?
Yes.
Yep. However, they couldn't say turd.
What'd they say?
Feces, I think. Poo. That's right.
Wait. So how did they go about polishing this turd?
They got...
And did they actually show the turd? Was it a human turd?
Yes. No, it was...
No, it was an elephant turd or something.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And they got into a shiny round ball.
Yep.
Wait.
It was quite shiny.
They polished the elephant turd into a shiny round ball?
That is correct.
You can do it with mud. Like, they actually had a couple of examples of it. Where basically you just, like, you wet it and you keep rubbing it and rubbing it and rubbing it and rubbing it. And you get all the little tiny mud grains kind of all go in the same direction and all flattened out. And, yeah, you know, if you got the right type of clay or whatever, in this case, the right consistency of poo.
Can you show human poo on television?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I've never seen it that I recall. You know, I'm trying to
think. I love that FX can say things like, ah, this is a really shitty day, but it can't say, man, I just took the steamiest shit. Standards and Practices has got some weird ideas.
So I thought cable television wasn't regulated by the FCC, so they could pretty much say what they want, but they censor themselves. Am I incorrect?
I'm not sure, because it's still, I mean, it's not premium.
Because, I mean, FX is pretty edgy. I mean, it's not as edgy as, like, Showtime or HBO, but, I mean, they show, you know, on Nip/Tuck. Yeah,
but softcore porn on Showtime and Skinamax is TVMA. And Nip/Tuck and Damages are TVMA.
Yeah, but some shows on even like the Big Three are TVMA. They don't go as far. I can't think of one of them. Hold. No. Pardon me.
What about NYPD Blue? Is that TVMA?
It had to have been.
They showed some booty.
Yep. Oh, I found Blueberry's tweet about us. It just says, congrats to Tancast, or to the Tancast, for completing their first year of podcasting. Podcast contains mature language. And then it's a link to our profile on blueberry.com.
Woo woo! Train's coming.
To which people said, I don't give a shit. Fuck you, Blueberry, and your tweets. I'm busy working on my own podcast. Because really, who else is friends with Blueberry?
That's an excellent point, Tim. Although said in a very stupid way.
No, it's said in a very intelligent way.
Right.
So I guess just Cricket. A very stupid accent?
Yes.
I don't care. Rub a nut.
Exactly.
Rub a nut.
Rub a nut.
On the butt. What? In the butt.
Blue, blue, blue.
Wow. That all of a sudden just descended into a chorus of shit.
Well, this is Tancast. What do you expect?
We are Tancast. So we say whatever the fuck we want. Sorry.
Going back to USA programs for a moment, if we might.
Sure.
Do either of you know how 4400 ended?
It didn't. It got canceled.
Yeah, it was a...
It was just like, eh, fuck it.
Yeah, they just had a... I think it was a... Your standard season ending, everything's up in the air cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm.
And that was
it. And then it got canceled.
That sucks.
Yep.
Come back next to you. Never mind.
It did.
It always sucks with those shows that are like, kind of like... It seems like it's going to lead to something big, and then it gets canceled, like Threshold and Surface and there's another one, I think. And 4400.
What was the one with the invasion with the guy from
Invasion
Dark Knight? Oh, well, there you go.
Yep, that was another one. That was the one I was trying to think of.
Oh. Yeah, I think they're doing a marathon of it on Sci-Fi.
Oh, yeah?
Not at the moment. I think they're going to.
I gave!
And then, I liked Threshold.
Then there was the one that was similar to another one that came out recently. Yeah, I know. That was way too many specifics. I'll try and back it off a bit.
Good but Stephanie story.
But it was where the guy died, and he made a deal with the devil where he had to collect enough souls in order to get his freedom back, and that got canceled before it was done. And then they made another one with a similar premise.
The original that you're thinking of is Brimstone.
Yes.
And it was fucking awesome.
Yes. And the other one seemed almost sitcom. Not sitcom, Reaper. But it was like...
Oh, Reaper.
Reaper.
Yes. Is that one still going?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And it isn't that he made a deal with the devil. It's...
His parents.
Well, I haven't watched any of the new season, and there was revelations at the end of last season that indicate that maybe this isn't quite the case. But the premise last season, at least, was that his
parents made a deal with the devil.
Yeah.
Right.
So it wasn't that he came back from hell. It's just he's Satan's ass monkey on Earth.
Ass monkey!
That funky monkey!
Brimstone was like 10 years ago, Tim.
Oh, yeah. It was a long-ass time ago. But I fucking loved that show, especially the guy who played the devil.
I don't remember it anymore.
You know what? No, I don't let things go. I like to hold on tight to my memories.
You know, you ever watch Smallville, like in the early seasons?
No.
Okay.
Why do you ask? Because the guy who played the devil played Lex Luthor's father?
Yes.
Then I've watched enough of it to know what you're talking about. How's that?
Yeah, there you go. John Glover. Or Glover. I don't know.
Is he the one that went over to Heroes? No. Someone from Smallville went over to Heroes. I can't remember who.
I got nothing. Like a writer or an actual actor?
An actor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it was John Glover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nailed it!
Samson Gray, one episode.
He plays...
One episode of penises. Episode
he plays somebody.
Excellent. He plays somebody.
I was about to say who he played.
Oh, but it's a spoiler?
Yeah.
Yeah, all I see is his name, so don't spoil...
No, I won't.
Whatever's more important than that you're clearly biting back. Thank you for sucking that down. And that's not the first time I've said that in my life.
It's good you spoke up that you haven't seen it.
Yep.
Because I was seconds away.
I haven't seen it either, but I don't care. Go ahead and spoil it.
No.
Yeah, come on.
I'll just take my headset off.
Sweet.
But then it'll be spoiled later.
Do you want me to spoil why Wolverine won't pop his claws? Are you guys going to read it? It's good.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a good reveal.
Yeah, I ain't reading shit.
Yeah.
So, spoiler, if you read comic books, they basically made it look like that all the X-Men were villains, and Wolverine killed them all. Like, Mysterio did it.
Like, fucked with his head?
Yeah, like, fucked with his head, so he's like, he thinks he's killing all these villains. And they're like, I think even in his mind, even in the thing, they're like, why are you doing this to us? What are you doing? And, like, eventually it clears, and he can see that he just killed, like, all the X-Men.
Wow.
And that's why he won't pop his claws anymore.
So Wolverine is more powerful than all the X-Men?
Well, I think it was more like, what's Wolverine doing? We don't want to hurt him. But he.
I think after he kills the first two, the rest of them will go, Wolverine's gone rabid. Better put him down.
Although Wolverine is, it's pretty much unkillable.
He's unkillable?
I'm sure if you burn enough of the flesh off of his body.
I think he's come back from, like, skeleton.
I find that hard to believe. We got, like, a little bit of marrow inside the adamantium, and it's like...
I don't write fucking Wolverine!
Of course, I'm talking about how unbelievable it is that a guy with a metal skeleton and claws in his hands, who does regrew all of his tissue. I'm arguing the logic of a guy who can smell people miles away. Tim is typing like crazy.
I'm typing about you, mama!
And we're back to that.
we always come back to your
we
mom.
We never leave your mama.
But she's always ready for us. High five!
Yeah, whatever. But anyways, yes, in this alternate reality, Wolverine killed X-Men. They couldn't kill him. I don't know why. It's just how it went down, my friend.
Quickly, did everybody get the thing from Todd, the forwards of tweeting too hard?
Linked!
And text from last night?
Linked!
And I think Mike also texted us text from last night. Or
my wife had already been reading me texts from last night in a high enough volume that I asked her politely to stop.
wait, what? Let's examine that statement for a moment. At a high enough volume, like she was like, last night is those stories.
No, volume like quantity.
Oh, got it.
We'd be watching TV or something like that. And
that makes much more sense.
Ah, I have to read you this text from last night. And finally, I feel bad. And I've already apologized to her a little bit, but let this be a further apology when she listens to it. Because she was just trying to share some humor with me, but it was, I guess, just one time too many times that she'd pause the TV for me. You know, like, we're in the middle of something else, and she stops everything and goes, oh, let me share this this text from last night. It's like, you know, you really don't need to.
That's quite
you know what? My wife does that to me all the time. That's just how couples work. Like,
I was kind of a dick about it, and she was kind of pissed off.
Well, see, I don't go that way. I'm like, oh,
well, I think I took it a little bit over the top, too.
Time to
rein
it
in. As
long
as I was on the text from last night thing, I also asked her to... I said, you know, anything funny that's on TMZ, I really don't care. As if it's something funny that's on I Can Has Cheeseburger or Fail Vlog or whatever, I've got the same app on my iPhone, I've already seen it.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Yeah, see why I apologized?
You are an asshat.
See why I owe her more apologies?
Yep.
Yep, there you go.
So, while you guys are blabbering on...
what do you mean? While we were making this podcast awesome, you were doing something in the background to suck a little more?
I was looking at Hulk's weaknesses, and he has a...
Yep, you were doing something to suck more.
He has a weakness to Muramasa Blade and Cart.
Muramasa Blade with real oranges.
Doesn't the Muramasa Blade have, like, a part of Wolverine's soul in it?
I don't know. Does it? Let's see.
It's either Muramasa or Masamune that has the part of Wolverine's soul. And I think it's like the one blade that can kill Wolverine.
The original blade was forged by Muramasa using a piece of his own soul. Uh-huh. So there's some guy out there. But let's see, there's more soul. Oh, okay. Using a piece of Wolverine's soul.
A piece of his soul?
A piece.
Yep.
Just a piece.
How
of
do you
soul?
Have a piece of your soul?
Just a little... Well, the knife was so sharp, he sliced off a little piece of Wolverine's soul and just tucked it in.
How do you... There isn't... No! I refuse to believe this!
It's a comic book! Believe it!
No!
You believe a guy can fly around in tights and shoot heat beams out of his eyes?
That's believable! That makes sense. That just makes sense. You just look at that on paper. That makes sense.
And silence.
Are we ready to wrap it out?
I think wrap it up and zip it out and bibbidi boo.
And slap my balls.
And fuck up a quote.
Fuck up a quote.
Zip it up and zip it out.
You fucked up the quote.
No. Zip it out on purpose.
Bye.
No, it wasn't.
You homo.
Alright, there's no need for gay bashing.
I'm not. I'm just saying what you are.
You're straight bashing, actually.
Huh? What?
Alright.
You vagina lover. You fucking breeder.
I think it's time to tell everybody have a good week.
I think you're right.
Go see Up. I'm gonna go see...
Yes, go see Up.
Hangover.
See Down.
Did I see anything in between Up and then? No point in reviewing it now. I don't think I did. All right. I'm satisfied. Tancast Year 2 starts off with a bang.
Bang! Bust it out
the
gate.
It's the kind of bang that you hear on the highway at high speed and realize, oh, this car is going to stop suddenly.
This sounds expensive.
Did Noah just whisper to his penis?
Yeah.
All right, I'm Tim.
I was Andy. I don't know who I am anymore.
This is Noah. Have a week.
Quiet, Noah.
Loud, Noah!
That's better.
Still quiet, but just loud in your quietness. But anyway, good night. Before he gets any quieter, everybody stop.
No, you know, you can't walk into another room and still Tancast, right?
Thank you for listening to Tancast Episode 53. Remember, you can email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com. And as always, leave us a comment at tancast.com. Subscribe via iTunes. We could use a few more reviews on iTunes. And it's June. It's a new month. So if you haven't voted in the month of June, vote at Podcast Alley. There's a link in the show notes every episode. Thank you so much for listening. And have a Tancastic week.
Tancast. To me, it look like a leprechaun to me. All you gotta do is look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah! I wanna know where to go. I wanna know where to go.
Give me the go.
I wanna know where to go.
That joke is so old, it has grown up, started shaving, gotten a job, and is now fucking my mom.